This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister, while laying foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon, said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients.
हमारे शास्त्रों में कहा गया है शरीर माध्यम खलु धर्म साधनम अर्थात हमारा शरीर हमारा स्वास्थ्य ही हमारे धर्म हमारे सुख और हमारी सफलता का सबसे बड़ा साधन है इसलिए जब देश ने मुझे सेवा का अवसर दिया तो मैंने सबका साथ सबका विकास के मंत्र को सरकार का संकल्प बनाया और सबका साथ सबका विकास के इस संकल्प का भी एक बड़ा आधार है सबका इलाज सबको आरोग्य इस विजन को पूरा करने के लिए हम अलग अलग स्तर पर फोकस कर रहे हैं हमारा फोकस है बीमारी से बचाव पर
Referring to the efforts of the government regarding cancer treatment, he said that many announcements have been made in this year's budget to fight cancer. The Prime Minister said that cancer medicines will be made cheaper and cancer daycare centers will be opened in every district of the country in the next 3 years. He also announced the opening of cancer clinics in district hospitals. The Prime Minister also appealed to the people to take advantage of government schemes like Ayushman Yojana and Jan Aushadhi Kendras. As part of his 3-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, Prime Minister today reached Madhya Pradesh where he will inaugurate the 2-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. In the evening, Mr. Modi will hold discussions with all the BJP MPs, MLAs and other officials of the state in Bhopal. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Prime Minister Modi will then head to Guwahati to attend the Jhumor Binondini 2025 event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani Today, the Prime Minister said, the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the increasing participation of youth is leading to new revolutions in various sectors, be it the space or AI. He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. The Prime Minister also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. He also expressed happiness that the space sector has become a favorite of the youth. The Prime Minister highlighted that he had raised the topic of obesity during the National Games. He stressed that in order to become a fit and healthy nation, the problem of obesity has to be dealt with. 22 Indian fishermen had been repatriated by Pakistan last evening. They entered India from Atari Wagha Joint Checkpost. They were caught while fishing in 2021-22 when they inadvertently entered Pakistan waters. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place tomorrow. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has said that tabling of CAG report will be the most important aspect of the upcoming 3-day Assembly session. The budget session of the Maharashtra legislature will be held from March 3 to March 26. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Pakistan were 151 for 3 in 33.2 overs a short while ago against India in a high-stakes Group A clash in Dubai International Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.